Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to pose the question. I want to ask you, what is the goal in your life? What's your goal? What's the thing that you want? Is it happiness? What about contentment? To be loved or to love other people? The reason why I ask this question of you is until we really know what our goal is in life, we can't live true to that goal. We can't go into that direction. It's like having no plan. It's like being at work every day with no plan and no direction. You're not going to get that much done. And I think the same thing applies to our life, if you really think about it, because if we know what we really want, we can work toward that goal, we can fulfill whatever we want to fulfill. But if we don't know what we want, we're going in like a million different directions and probably not getting to where we want to be necessarily because something's falling by the wayside. So ask yourself right now, what is the goal in my life? And I find often most people start discussing what they want in their life with a to be statement, to be. To be. I want to be everything. I want to be famous. I want to be rich. I want to be aware. I want to be mindful. I want to be happy. I want to be joyful, right? I want to be educated. I want to be admired. I want to be loved. I want to be happy. I want to be secure. Okay, you get it. So most of the time when we're defining what we want in our life, it starts with a to-be comment. To be or not to be, that is the question. And I think this serves us well in our discussion today because we can ask ourselves exactly what we want to be. What do you want to be when you grow up? Well, I'd like to be an astronaut. Seriously, what do you want to be? How do you want to be it? How do you want to get there? And what's your direction? And I think that when we begin to ponder these questions, and some people might say these are questions that many people have over large amounts of wine. Other people might say it's over large amounts of other stuff. But this is just us talking here, frankly, understanding the fact that there's no need and no barriers to what we're doing, and that we need to ask these brilliant questions of ourselves so that we can achieve to that next glorious level in our life. And so what is the goal in our life? And I think it begins by defining and understanding the to be statement. To be. What does that mean? And I think that in order to understand what to be means, whether it's to be happy or to be joyful or to be mindful or to be aware, to be rich or to be famous or to be everything or to be educated, whatever that is, we have to begin by understanding that the statement begins with to and be, to be. So before we add another adjective to the back end of the to be statement, I think the to be actually has some meaning here. And I think that in order to be, that's funny, to be, you have to be in the present moment. And why I say that is you can't really be if you're all over the place. You can't be unless you're in that moment, unless you are present within you. There is no being You're not to being. You're just doing whatever you're doing. And I think that being able to understand that we have to be present in the moment defines a little bit of that statement. But secondly, I believe that being in that presence, the presence itself, gives the to be whatever its meaning. And, you know, when you think about it, I think that most of the time, I think to be is the most profound of all. You don't have to define it. You just are. And I find that to be the most profound statement, but I find it hard to understand that. How do we get to that to be? How are we being? How are we able to be in that state of consciousness where we are in the present moment, we're doing what we need to do, we're a part of it, we're feeling it, we're understanding, we're doing all that stuff. How do we get there? And I find it very interesting because I think we overthink it a lot. I think we have a tendency of wondering what that means and kind of contemplating it. And do we need to sit in the lotus position? Do I need to be wearing a certain dress, or as a man, should I be wearing a certain tie or suit? How do I get in this? And what does to be mean, and how does that define me? And I think thirdly, you got to catch what's going by the wayside. So I think let's go back a second. So what does the to be mean? That means being in the moment, being in the present moment. And the presence means it gives it the meaning, right? And it gives it the understanding. So if you've ever been present, and I'm sure you have, when you're in that moment, presently there, presently aware, we're able to feel, we're able to understand, we're able to see subtle nuances of things that we might not have seen otherwise. To take it a step further, being in that present moment allows us to be within ourselves, happy in our own skin, but not necessarily happy being in our own skin, because we are a human being, right? We're being human, right? To be human. And if you think about it, it means a lot. But the only time that you're truly present is when you begin to catch certain things that are nuances that usually go by the wayside. And normally what I categorize these types of things as are coincidences. And I think some people out there would say, well, there is no coincidental things that happen. Everything is has meaning and defining, and it all happens for a purpose and a reason. And I would have to agree with that. But often we don't see those things. We're too busy. Too busy thinking about things that are happening in our life. Too busy about dealing with other stuff. Too busy in general and having that problem to really see things clearly. Because why? Well, because we're in our mind thinking all the time, thinking about what's going on in the world around us, getting sidetracked, being overwhelmed by even negative news or even people in your own office talking about stuff, and it gets you off target and it takes you out of the moment. It takes you out of being present in the moment, and it puts you in the thinking mind, worried or fearful about something that could happen or has happened or may happen or might not ever happen. And it takes us out of where we were and puts us back into our head. Overly thinking, analyzing, wondering, worrying, and the list goes on. And so when we think about the concept of to be, you know, when was the last time that you were just being you in the moment? Aware of life's nuances, aware of the things around you that were so amazing that often we take for granted. When was the last time? Do you remember? Interesting, right? And when you start thinking about these moments, these glimpses of time, that you might have had a profound experience. Perhaps you felt a certain way, or you saw something that was inspiring and it really connected to your heart. Or you recognize something and you went, wow, that's wild stuff. And we're not able to see that stuff when we're just running through life, going through the motions. Because when we're going through the motions, it's like we're a bored child. It's like, you remember when you were a kid and you were in the car and your parents are driving you on a vacation somewhere, you know, and you're like, why can't we just fly? And they're driving you, and let's just say it's a 7-hour, 10-hour drive. You remember how bored you were? Yeah, I know. I remember that. Remember, you're like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? For God's sakes, are we there yet? And no, you were far from being there yet. And you remember, we didn't really pay attention to anything. We just went through the motions, hoping and praying that time would go by and we'd get there. And sometimes some of us were smart enough to just get some sleep, you know. Tell yourself you're tired, go to bed, and you wake up and you're there. But many of us are still using that same thought process in our adult life and not paying attention to the road trip, the journey. Are we there yet? And instead of actually being present in the moment on that path, on that journey, as you visualize that drive in the vehicle, in the back seat, instead of being aware and present, we are trying to go through the motions and rush the process so we can get to the next ending point. And it's interesting how we feel that certain things in our life are more important than others, right? Certain big events, big parties, you know, marriage, vacations, holidays. But it's all the stuff in the middle, and I've talked about this before in some of the shows that I've done, because it makes up my philosophy in life. But we have a tendency of not being in that moment because we think that other times are more important than this particular time right now. That we race to go to that one event or race to be at that one holiday when everything else that we're racing past may be even more important than what we're racing to. When you have some time, go online, AshleyBurgess.com. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I'm ready to fly.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm asking you a question. What is your goal in life? Think about it. Is it to be happy? Is it to be content? To be loved? For others to love you? What does it mean? You know, often when we're working on something in our life, when it's at work or we're building something, we have a plan. You know, you just don't go out to a piece of land and start putting together a house. You have plans. Architectural drawings, for that matter. Stuff like that. And you plan something, put it together, and you get the appropriate materials that you need, and you begin to build a house. So what's so different from that than our own life? I mean, our own life isn't willy-nilly. I mean, I guess it can be if we want it to be, but isn't it a great idea to know what we want? Like, what do we really want? And I know some of you out there go, man, I ask myself that every day. And some of you are like, you know what? I've never even asked myself that question. I thought it was a given. Is it a given or is it unique to everybody? I think it's unique. And I'm sure everybody to some degree wants to be loved. And everybody to some degree wants to be happy. But what does that mean to you? Because it could mean something very different to me. And how you get there is just as important as well. And so right before the break, I was talking about the concept to be. To be or not to be, that is the question. And what does that mean? What does to be mean? And I believe that it means three things. It means being in the moment, in the present moment. I believe that also, if you go a step further, the presence itself gives it meaning, defines it, holds it sacred. And thirdly, when you are in the process of to be and in the present moment and aware of the present moment, you catch life's nuances, the things that are ultra, ultra, really, 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 really cool, and you catch it while most of the time, for most people, it goes right by people, it goes right by the wayside, and they don't see it. It's the things in life that most people don't see that gives life, like, so much awesomeness, if that makes sense. Okay? And I know that might sound odd. It's the nuances. It's the things that connect to a higher level, a higher dimension of feeling and being and believing that takes it out of this dimension and into a whole nother dimension that I think only a certain percentage of people on this planet ever see. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with drama and stress and, you know, all kinds of abuse and neglect and all kinds of different things that get in the way of actually seeing that stuff. Because you have to be clear-headed. You have to be, to some degree, living a clean lifestyle. And what I mean by that is we got to take all the crap out, all the guesswork out. And you know, some of the things that I see in when I'm in my office and I'm seeing clients is that I see that a lot of people put a lot on their plate. I see that a lot of us add stress to our lives. To go a step further, I see that a lot of us create our own stress. Okay? Create our own stress. And what happens then? What happens then? Well, then we have like all this more excess of stress on our plate that we've actually co-created in our life. And we end up offsetting like our life and not being present because we're so in our head trying to figure out how to deal with this latest saga. How to deal with the latest issues. How to deal with what's going down the pike and how to understand it. Instead of being able to really focus on what we need to focus in our life. Because I think we bring a lot of noise into our life because of what? Because of boredom. Because of boredom. Because of sheer and utter boredom. And that's why. And that's what's happening. And that's what's going on. And I think when we think about that stuff and we understand how we're doing this and why we're doing this, we can take a lot off our plate and we begin to get out of the minutiae of the drama and the noise that is basically taking up our entire share of brain share because we can't contemplate anything else. When was the last time you were involved with a lot of drama in your life? Let's say you were having a fight with somebody and it was really taking up your mind, and everybody that talked to you, you're like, can you believe what so-and-so did? I mean, I can't, yeah, man. And then on top of that, this happened, and then they wouldn't even take responsibility for their actions. And then when I called them on it, you know, they ended up cussing me out in front of all these people. You know, when you've had some stress like that, all you do is you hash and rehash that scenario. You tell everybody that comes around you about what happened. You ask them if you did the right thing. You know, did I jump to conclusions, or did I do the right thing, or how did I look in this situation? Did I do what's right? Do you think I did what's right? Should I have handled it better? Should I have handled it differently? Should I have called them out? And all you can think about is analyzing the situation. And I've been there too, okay? Hey, yeah, I have. And that's the only reason that I can really give this subject full-on credence. It's because I know I've been there where my brain is swirling over something that happened, okay? Maybe my gut hurts. I'm upset. I'm angry at the way somebody's treated me or the situation that went down or wondering what their motivation is or what do they want out of me or whatever's going on. And you start playing these scenarios in your head. And there's not enough time in the world to figure out all the scenarios of why someone's going to do something, why they acted a certain way. Why did they not call you back? Why did they call you out on something that you had nothing to do with? I mean, it's so hard to try to figure every single example. It's like trying to figure out the numbers for the lottery. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a ton of options, reasons why people do what they do. But you and I, we've gotten locked in on that before where all we can think about is what's going to happen next and how are they going to respond and how am I supposed to respond and what am I supposed to say next? Instead of really focusing on our life. And I think when we realize in that situation, especially when you're in the middle of that situation, when you realize that you are not present in your life whatsoever, you are now on the sidelines, okay? You're rehashing and hashing something that happened I don't know how long ago, okay? And people go, oh, just move on, just get over it. And that can be hard, too. If something really pushed your buttons, really stressed you out, really made you upset, you know, just really, you know, did a number on you, it's going to be hard to just go get over it. It's easy for people to tell you to get over it because it's not their problem. Okay? It's real easy for somebody to tell you how you should live your life, right? Like to see them in that type of pickle and see what happens to them. But you got to do it. You just got to get past it. Because hashing and rehashing that situation isn't going to help. Not only is it not going to help, it's going to take you off target. You are no longer to be. You are hashing and rehashing the latest dramatic saga. You're missing all the wonderful nuances. And on top of that, you're not present at all. You're not present at all. I mean, how many times when you're not present have you almost got into an auto accident? Weren't paying attention, didn't realize the guy in front of you put the brakes on, almost hit him. You know, how many times have you not been present when you drop your phone on the ground and shatter it? How many times have you not been present when you do some bonehead thing? And it happens to all of us. It happens to the smartest people out there, okay? It's not about intelligence. It's far from it. Some of the most highly intelligent people get stuck in their head every single day thinking about something that is just a distraction to their life. I mean, what do you call all the media and stuff? I mean, if you watched it 24/7, you wouldn't even have a chance to live your own life. You'd be so worried that something bad's going to happen. Oh, my God, what's happening now? Oh, Lord have mercy. On top of that, with all the other news that's happening, I mean, it's all a bunch of distraction. And how much of it does it relate to you? How much of it, for God's sakes, is real? And on top of that, how much does it feel good? Not much. Not much at all. And how much does it add to your quality of life? Good question. I'd like you to analyze that and answer that for yourself. That's not for me to answer. That's for you to think about. So how have you been living your life? How have you been in the process of living this life and doing the best of your ability? When I return, I'm going to be talking about how we must end the comparison cycle of life to attain what we want to attain. We have to end the comparison cycle. And I'm going to give you three ways of ending that cycle and working on that so that it does not tamper or tarnish who you are, what you stand for, and how amazing your life truly can be. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Well, yeah, you know, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What's your goal in life? Is it happiness? Is it contentment? Is it joy? Is it other people loving you? Is it you loving other people, surrounded by love, light, and joy? What is it? How do you get it? And like I was talking about earlier, all begins with the to be statement and what it means to be and be present and catch those awesome nuances. But right now I want to talk about the next step to achieving the goal you have in life, and that is to end the comparison cycle. Comparing yourself to other people has not ever worked. It's not done anything. It's never created happiness. It's not helping people live their life to the fullest. It's not giving back to society. Instead, it's taking away. And it's making you feel lesser than. And I am not a big fan of that. It's not something I like to do. And have I done it? Yes. Will I do it again? Probably. Do I work at stopping and not doing it? Yes, I do, on a daily basis, constantly. Every single day of my life, I work at mentally not comparing myself to other people. The first thing that you can do to end the cycle of comparison is to not buy into the hype, to not buy into the noise of what a person should have or how they should look or how they should be. None of that. Because none of that really matters. It's not about you. And that's the key, is that it's been homogenized. Like everybody's supposed to be a certain way, look a certain way, act a certain way, you know, do a certain job, have a certain amount of kids, drive a certain car, have this kind of diamond ring. Yeah, no. And when we buy into that hype, well, you know what? It sucks. Because we're chasing something that doesn't belong to us. And we're chasing something that doesn't belong to anybody. Because comparison is based on image. And image is fake. Because we really don't know a person based on their image. We only know what we see based on what they allow us to see. And that's based on our interpretation. Our interpretation of their image is extremely important to understand. Our interpretation of their image defines why we compare. So, oh my gosh, look at her. She's got it all together. She's got this, she's got that. She's always dressed to the nines. She is so successful, XYZ. You have no idea of what's going on in that person's life. You just see what you've been shown and how you interpret it. You have no idea. An expensive dress does not mean that they have everything. Somebody in dressed down attire doesn't mean that they're poor. We make a lot of assumptions based on what we see and how we interpret that based on old psychology and based on old perceptions of life, most of the time taught to us by family. Right? Let's just break it down. A rich person has this. A poor person does that. Stupid person is this. Da 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 da. Let's just go on and on and on, right? I have no need in my life for any of those old comparisons. So if we're not buying into the hype, the second thing that we understand is that comparison itself is futile because we just don't know. We just don't know. When we compare ourselves to someone else's image, we're comparing ourselves to, like, air. Nothing. There's nothing there. Because we're comparing them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, like, What I'm saying here is that we're comparing ourselves to the image we have of someone else in our head, not them, because we can't compare ourselves to other people because we don't really know who they are. We only see their image. And usually we make these comparisons based on pictures and images and social media stuff, or, you know, how we think about that person from a distance, but not in true reality. And let me give you an example. When was the last time that you wanted to hang out with somebody really, 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 really bad? And they were, like, super cool. Everybody's talking about how super cool they are. Or at least you thought they were super cool. And when the time finally came that you got the invitation, that invitation you'd been wanting forever, and you get over there, didn't it burst your bubble a little bit? Honestly. I know. What were you thinking was going to be there? You thought, like, there was going to be unicorns and pixies running around. I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, they're human. They got issues, too. Sometimes more issues than you have. More problems than you have. It is crazy out there. And it was like the end-all, be-all was to get that invitation. And you get there and you go, oh, my Lord. What have I just stepped into? I mean, God bless them. Do you see what I'm saying? And oftentimes when we're comparing people, that's how far off we are. And we're telling ourselves that we're not good enough. That's the key right there. If I could just be as good as so-and-so. If I could just have as many friends as so-and-so. If I could just look like so-and-so. If I could just have that lifestyle like so-and-so, my life would be so much better. And I could be the best person in the world. I'd be so happy. I'd be so happy. And everything would be perfect. Number three, remember that we're all different. We come from the same source, but we're all different. And not only are we all different, but we all have a different purpose. And yes, purpose is similar in the fact that usually purpose is based on the fact of helping others to some degree. Okay. Purpose is at like a soulful heart level where it's to be, or not to be, to be somebody that is purpose driven is to inspire, to educate, to help. And that all depends on your unique skill set and what you bring to the table. And so we're all different. So to compare ourselves is futile. It just doesn't work. It's not going to work. Isn't that wild? I know. But it takes us a while to understand that. And I think a lot of times many of us understand this, that we understand this concept, we understand this reality, but it's hard for us to put that into daily life. And that's the key. And that's what we got to figure out. And that's how we got to do it. And once we catch ourselves defining ourselves and saying, well, I wish I was just that person, or if I could just be like that. We have to catch ourselves in that very moment. If we can catch ourselves in the moment, we do wonders. If we can catch ourselves in the moment, we stop the cycle. And it can take many moments to be in the moment. It can take many moments to catch ourselves in the cycle. But as we do, we begin to train ourselves in a positive way to stop that cycle of comparing ourselves to the image that we've created and interpreted of someone else. It's like comparing yourself to a hologram. It just doesn't work. And it's funny how we can beat ourselves down so much while we're comparing ourselves to a hologram or to a, you know, a puff of air, basically. Think about it. That's how real it is that we're comparing ourselves. And that's what I'm talking about. And when we begin to recognize and accept that, and to know that a lot of it's all smoke and mirrors because we have no idea, because it's, again, based on our own interpretation, based on what we know or what we think we know or what we want or what we think we want, then we begin to realize it's all fairy tale and we can spend time contemplating it, but it's like, it's, you know, it's just a fantasy. No reality to it. And sadly enough, many of us put ourselves down based on this non-reality fantasy world that we have created because we believe it to be real. And I've done it. I've looked at Instagram. I've gone to events before where I've seen people too, and they got it made. Man, they got it all. Was I right? I don't know. Was I wrong? I don't know. But I do know one thing. It was a very empty cycle. And I was comparing myself to an image based on an interpretation of the past stuff that I've gone through, based on my interpretation of what being famous is, based on my interpretation of what means success, and based on my interpretation of my shortcomings. And I think that's what categorizes this comparison, is that we're not sitting there telling ourselves we're great, but most of the time it's our shortcomings, and we find the downfalls in our own life, and that's what we really reflect on. If you haven't had a chance, please go to my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, in the search line, and check out some of the latest videos. Please subscribe. And also, you know, comment on the videos and let me know what you like and what you'd like me to talk about. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help. I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I've been asking you the question, what's your goal in life? We all have to have a goal, a meaning, a reason, what we're doing and why we're doing it. It's just like building a house. You don't go out there with a couple of 2x4s and figure it out on the whim. You have some drawings, probably some architectural drawings, and you actually get the proper supplies, and you begin with a crew, and you go from there. So why do we go willy-nilly in our own life, not knowing exactly who we want to be and how we want to get there and what it takes? So right before the break, I was talking about how, in order to do this, how to be, we must end the comparison cycle, because the comparison cycle, when we compare ourselves to other people, it's based on the image that we see of them, which really is fake because it's based on our interpretation of the image of them. Not them, because we don't really know them. We don't know their life inside out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we'd have to go, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe over at their house for the next 10 years, try to figure that out, you know? Yeah, we don't. Where it's based on an image, based on our collective, you know, thought processes of our past and what we consider happy and sad and successful and not successful and all that kind of stuff. And then usually we put ourselves down based on that interpretation because we feel that that person has everything and we have nothing, or, you know, we're just so far from that that we just don't really understand. And so it begins by, to be, begins with ending that comparison cycle. Now I want to talk about how to recognize and avoid the noise, because in order to be in that present moment, in order to have that presence in your life and to understand what that means, really, because once you're present in your life, all of a sudden, everything just seems to open up. When you're present in your life, you're able to connect the dots to what's happening. You're able to understand a destination. You're able to understand why you see this and then that and then this and then that. And it's like little clues. It's like having a clue game or an I Spy game in like another dimension, and you're still here. It's really cool stuff. And it happens every single day of your life when you're present. When you're not present, unfortunately, those things go by the wayside because it's just there and you're not focusing on it at all. You don't see it. And most people go through their life and not see it. And when you begin to see it, you begin to realize that life has a really deeper meaning, okay? And you begin to understand there's some really cool forces at hand here. And then you begin to understand there's some really cool stuff that, wow, I mean, that dreams are made of, that's really real, but people are too scared to talk about it because they might, you know, people might talk about them or something, but it's real. And so I want to talk about how you recognize and acknowledge and avoid the noise, because this is the thing that can get in the way of anybody out there who's like, hey, I'm present, I'm in the moment, I have a plan in my life, I'm working toward it, I'm living a clean lifestyle, I don't have a lot of drama, I'm not bringing drama into my life, I'm being honest, I'm being truthful, I'm doing everything I can to have a clear mind and clear heart. So what's the one thing that can get in the way at the end? And that is the noise. And the first thing that you got to do is you got to focus. And there's a ton of noise around. There's news every single moment of every single day. You think about that. Think about that. Like, you know, there's a story recently about a guy that's going to prison and what have you. And I was thinking about that. The guy is going to prison, but he doesn't have, like, a hearing until next year. And I said, you know what? We're going to forget about this guy. His hearing's not till next year. I mean, there's so many things happening in the world around us right now. It's hard to remember how things happen, what happened to who, and because there'll be another big thing that happens that we forget about all the other stuff because it's information overload. The only way that you could follow a specific thing that's happening is by journaling about it every single day, or by pulling every news article you can get and compiling it into a book. And then, and maybe then, will you be able to follow it through to its fruition and understand what really happened. Okay? Right now, everything's happening at such a rapid rate, it's hard to keep a finger on the pulse and to understand. I think that some of it is just the way the world is working, but I think some of it has been created this way so that it makes you feel overwhelmed. So it makes you feel lost. So it might make you feel fearful or scared, or it's hard to interpret everything because it's coming at lightning speeds at you and you go, oh my God, how do I do this? And I think that's the key, is that when we realize that there's just so much bombardment of information, you know, whether real or manufactured, it's hard to go through that. And so we've got to have a distinct focus in our life. And how do we get that distinct focus? Well, second, we got to get rid of the distractions. We got to get rid of the distractions, or minimize the distractions, and then also minimize the time that we're distracted. If you can minimize the time of the distraction, that's good too, because we're all going to get distracted to some degree. We see something on the news, it scares the crap out of us, we sit there and think about all these things that could happen, we get overwhelmed, we talk to our friends about it, oh my gosh, this is a conspiracy theory, I don't like those two words, it could be an ulterior, you know, reality. You talk to people about it, people talk to you about it, everybody starts going back and forth, and the next thing you know, a whole day's almost gone, and you haven't been mindful. You've been over there stressed out, looking at people funny. Huh. What's going on over there? You see something over there? See something? I mean, seriously. And we become out of our to-be situation, and we literally get on the sidelines of being fearful and overwhelmed, because it's hard for us to refocus our life because of these distractions that are now in our life. And that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. That's a huge epidemic right now in the world that we live in. This is one of the biggest epidemics. We have information overload. And I believe it's information overload because things are all happening at a rapid rate, but I also think that it's happening for a reason. What's the easiest way to take people off their purpose? What's the easiest way to take people out of the present moment? What is the easiest way to get people to overlook the amazing reality, possible dual dimension reality? What's the easiest way to do that? Overload them with information, stress them out, get rid of their focus, distract them with things that don't matter, constantly bombard them with things that will overwhelm them and stress them out. Last but not least, you got to live your life. You can't live someone else's life. It's only the one life that you have to live. It's about you. It's not about comparing. It's about figuring out who you are, to be you. That's what you want to be, and that's who you are. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.